This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Commission unanimously approved the amended affiliation agreement joining Campbell County Health with UC Health late yesterday. According to CCH Board Chairman Adrian Garretts, the contract now addresses what's best for the community. The largest wildfire of the season thus far in Campbell County has been sized at about 3,200 acres and was about 40% contained as of yesterday morning. The cause of the Dry Fork blaze is yet to be determined, and no injuries have been reported. Flags will fly at half-staff all day today in the state in honor and in memory of First Lieutenant Alva Ray Krogman of Warland, who was shot down in 1967 during the Vietnam War and who was finally returned home this week. Services in his memory are today in Warland. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A man is in custody after two shooting incidents early Sunday and Monday mornings at a pair of residences in Gillette. The series of events began with an argument over weapons in a gathering of people with a single gunshot. No one was injured. The next day, multiple shots were fired into an apartment. Fortunately, no injuries there either. The events were precipitated by that argument over stolen weapons. Formal charges have not been filed against the man in custody, and his identity has yet to be released. An investigation is ongoing and multiple potential suspects are still at large. The centennial of the Campbell County Fair will finally take place this year, starting on the 30th and running through August 8th at Campplex. The traditional demolition derby kicks off the fair. There will also be entertainment by country music artist Michael Ray and comedy from Tim the Dairy Farmer. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.